This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The Google game returns with Alice Levine, which is nice. I need a win badly on bangers. And Liverpool FC have a new football chant, thanks to a bloke called Kevin. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Well, I'm very disappointed.
So am I.
Chris is trying out some new fashion styles at the moment, just to see what works for him. Giving a few other things a go. Tried a roll neck recently. Number one faux pas in a picture with pop superstar Pink, had a chain over the top of the roll neck.
That was by accident.
Oh, but like looked like a nan. And then Chris has seen a few people generally around the streets and in Radio 1 wearing dungarees and thought they look good. Because they do look amazing on some people.
Yeah, I just said yesterday, because no one comments when, say, Liam in our office here wears dungarees. Like, it looks fine on him.
Yeah.
And I was simply saying, what is the difference there? Because I'm sure if I wore dungarees, I'd be laughed at.
Ben in Exeter says, nothing wrong with dungarees. I got some at Christmas for work, but I love them. So did one of our customers. Here's a for general everyday wear. So where are they? You've not got them on.
So I went to have a look for the dungarees, but there wasn't like the right size. There was that sort of carrot fit or whatever it's called.
Oh.
In that store. And also, I'm not going to spend too long in there for me to even go and investigate.
I know, but like,
no?
What size are you? Medium, right?
Generally medium in everything in life.
But then there's
everything.
Those shops where it's like, I don't think you'll find... why am I a medium in another shop and then in here I'm an XL?
So I will do it. I'm kind of up for doing it when there's a big guest. Someone called Mark White on Twitter mocked up a picture of me in dungarees, which people seem to think is real.
It's not real. And what are the comments, Chris?
Well, the comments, because what he's done is there's a picture of me just in my pants with almost everyone from Radio 1 in the background
that
almost judging
once.
Me. And
that
what it was happen. Is it was something for charity where I was going up and down the lift in my pants. It's a very weird situation to explain, but with the dungarees on, I've got a nipple on both sides of the dungarees.
Yeah.
And it's sort of jutting through.
Mm-hmm.
So all anyone's talking about is they're not talking about the dungarees, they're talking about the nipples.
Mm.
Weirdly, like, the amount of people saying burger nips, which I would deny.
See, just before Christmas, we were playing, I think it was the Google game, and you said I had burger nips. Not so nice when
do.
It's on the other nip,
no,
is
listen,
it?
Listen, I don't mind what you describe my nipples as. Use whatever food you want, but... I mean, yours are burgers.
Right, no, yours are.
Yours are burgers.
Look at the comments.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1, Jam Slam.
Oh, this prize today is something else. Awesome prizes every single day in January. Just makes the most depressing month of the year a lot better. It's Jam Slam. Your next prize, tickets to see Ed Sheeran in Galway off of Galway Girl, his song. That's in Ireland. On Saturday the 12th of May, we'll get you there and home, which is good.
That's so good. I love it when you're in the place that it's kind of all about.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when I saw Tiny Temper ages ago in Southampton. You know,
yeah.
The moment when he played Pass Out in Southampton? It was like, it just felt good that you're in the place that they're talking about. It's
yeah.
All good.
You can also, mate, you could recreate the Galway Girl music video by just going around the city.
There you go.
Okay. So, Ed Sheeran in Galway in May. We'll get you there. And you will take home a guitar signed by Ed Sheeran. It's been in his actual hands.
If you need me, man, I don't need you.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
You have to listen to Radio 1.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Class 18,
stuck in
her daydream.
I'm in love with your body.
It's another mad prize. If you want to see Ed Sheeran in Galway and get that guitar, answer this question. What is the title of Ed Sheeran's recent Christmas UK number one? A, perfect. B, acceptable. C, room for improvement. If you think it's perfect, text Sheeran A, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's acceptable, text Sheeran B, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's room for improvement, text Sheeran C, followed by your name and age to 81199. text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text counted per phone each day. Additional entries will still be charged. You need to have a valid passport for this and be 16 or over to enter. Winners aged under 18 must be accompanied by a responsible adult, and only a responsible one aged 18 or over. Don't enter if you're listening on demand, please. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. Listen to Grimmy. He'll give you a word on The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. You will need that word when you answer your phone if we call you live on the radio. You have to say that word and nothing else. And if you do, you're going to see Ed Sheeran in Galway and you'll get that guitar. That is one of the best prizes yet. Incredible. Good luck, everyone.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam. January is for winners.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. Chris, what have you got for me?
I've got something I want to share with you that I really, really, really love. Saw it first thing this morning and I'm kind of obsessed with it.
Okay.
It's one of those things that just sticks in your brain. I love it for it.
Are you saying that this is the show and tell? You want to share something with the class?
Fire up the horn.
Okay, share away.
Do you remember previously I showed you a football chant where everyone knows it, Will Griggs on fire. Do you remember we did it as a show and tell on the show? It was massive. Everyone was singing it. People still sing this song at football and on Lights Out.
I played this on New Year's Eve in Leeds and people were still singing it.
Yeah, it's still Will Griggs on fire. Everyone knows this one.
Hey, and that's what we're standing for. Will Griggs on fire, your defence is terrifying. Will Griggs on fire, your defence is terrifying.
Yeah, that was huge.
Massive, right? But what I love about it is it sort of started with one guy in his bedroom and he'd come up with a chant and then, you know, the whole of the UK started singing it. And I love when this happens. I love that you can come up with a chant and football fans everywhere, everyone's got a chant in them, I'm certain of it, but very few make it. It's a bit like trying to come up with a Christmas song, but very few end up being Mariah Carey
right.
And lasting.
Okay, so there's loads of chants. Like, have I got a chant in me, do you think?
There'll be a chant in you. I'm sure you could come up with one. It's quite a simple idea.
And you'd have all 200 people in the stand there singing along.
But it's a wonderful thing. And imagine that, you come up with your chant, and you sing it, but it really catches on, and then everyone there is singing your song. It's like the ultimate thing, right? This guy I found this morning, his name is Kevin. He's doing just that. He wants his chant sung by his favourite football club, Liverpool FC.
And he's on the line now. Hello, Kevin.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm very good myself.
Good. So, Kevin, I saw a video of you this morning. You've come up with a chant. It looks like you're in your bedroom. It's all quite basic. It's a basic setup, but it's starting to get loads of, I'll be honest, it's starting to get loads of retweets, and your aim in this is to have your chant sung by the cop.
Yeah, that would be my dream. Like, it's kind of always been my dream, really. I kind of can't believe, like, even Jamie Carragher retweeted it there this morning, like, and I woke up and I saw that, and it's just amazing.
Jamie Carragher-Scott is an ex-Liverpool player, and now amazing. He's a football pundit. The point is...
And who's the cop?
Okay, do you want to explain that, Kevin?
Oh, the cop is... It's pretty much where singing in football started. You can see videos in the 60s, and the cop used to sing all the Beatles songs. You know, they used to count, they used to play the Beatles
stand,
songs in
yeah.
the stadium.
Got you.
Yeah, and like that's kind of where, you know, singing started, and then all the other clubs kind of stole that from Liverpool fans.
Have you been in the cop?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Would you say you love the cop?
Oh, it's the best place to be, like, you know.
Yeah, Scott,
like
I see where you're going with this, but look, embrace this. So I want us to use our position on Radio 1 to help Kevin here. There's a good chance, I think, because the amount of Liverpool fans you've got involved in this so far, that this song might be sung potentially even this weekend when they face Man City on Sunday.
Well, Kevin, you've already told me you're a massive fan of the cop. So in a second, I am going to speak to you more about your new song for Liverpool, OK?
OK, yeah, cool, great.
Scott Mills.
That's David Mostak. No words. We played that for a while now. And I still can't get my head around the yo. It's not for me, that.
So every time he performs it, has he got to kind of laugh?
It's just every time I play it on radio, I'm like, oh, okay, he's going to do it. Oh, no. Oh, no. And he goes, yo. It's like really forced.
Yo.
Oh. Stop it, Dave. This is Radio 1. Coming up, James Hype and Zara Larsson. Okay, so Kevin, the football fan, is still with us. You there, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm certain.
So Chris would like you to share Kevin's chant. Would you share with us, please?
I want to share it with you. Is everyone ready for this?
I actually know someone that's going to this match, so maybe I could like get him to start
it. Yeah, we'll get them to join in at least.
Yeah, I just remembered this. Yeah,
our dream is that this will get sung across the cup. There's a player called Mo Salah.
Yeah.
Kevin's come up with a chant for Mo Salah and a couple of the other players. Do you want to have a guess what it is, Scott? His name's Mo Salah. What would work with that?
I have no idea. It's normally quite an old song they choose.
Mm.
What about Mo Salah, Salah.
Very good.
Whatever will be. See, I knew I had a chant inside me.
You see, that's really good. Everyone's got a chant inside them. Okay, but Kevin, I think yours is going to go off. You've done a version of the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Which, randomly, we played on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show last week because it was the Celebrity Gamble game and Nigella Lawson chose it. I mean, yeah,
we all know this, right?
This is ripe for a sing-along.
But since I saw this video of Kevin, I can't get his version out of my head.
Okay, I've got the video of Kevin here now from his bedroom. Here's his new chant. Here we go.
Salah. Mane, Mane.
Mane is another player. Scott.
Okay.
Walk Porto for me, no. And we so Coutinho. But that don't matter at all, actually, because we've got Salah. Mane, Mane, do-do-do-do-do. And Bobby Firmino. But we sold Coutinho.
Oh, it is good, isn't it?
But we've got Salah.
Yeah.
Come on, Scott, join in.
Mane, Mane, do-do-do-do-do.
Shaking a bottle of juice to the
and
song.
And Bobby Firmino. And we sold Coutinho.
Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Oh,
it's good, Kevin.
Thanks very much. Like, I think what it is that, you know, like, you love Salah so much that when you finish the song, you just want to go straight back into We've Got Salah, you know?
Yeah, it's straight back in. Well, that's, yeah, you're a musical genius. Listen, our massive aim with this is that Liverpool FC gets behind this, the Kop sings it on Sunday, and we hear your dream come true. A whole stand singing your chant.
And we want to help make this happen for you, Kevin.
It would be amazing. Like, it really would be like my dream come true. Like, I'm Cork's biggest Liverpool fan.
Thank you so much, Kevin. When's the match on?
The match's on Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Everybody listening now, if you are going to the match at Liverpool on Sunday, get singing it. If you see it happen on TV, if you're watching it at home, let us know. You must let us know. We need to make this happen this weekend. It'll be so amazing. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks very much, guys.
He's got the music there. Sing us out, Kevin. I hope he's got the music ready.
Salah. Mane, Mane. And Bobby for me, no. But we sold Coutinho. But that actually don't matter, because we got Salah. Mane, Mane.
I'm just going to leave him to it. He doesn't know we're going now.
And Bobby Firmino. And we sold Coutinho.
I reckon he'll be singing this for at least 10 minutes before he realises we've gone.
We should set it up as a hotline that people can call at any moment. And he's just doing
Mane,
this.
Mane,
Mane. Oh, I love you, Kevin.
Okay.
And Bobby Firmino. We won't stop scoring goals. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
One! Hello, Sam in Bournemouth, who says that Mo Salah song, I've just pushed my button for the best thing of the year, but it's so early in the year. You sure you want to do that? So early into 2018. Dave says, I've generally just found myself putting, downloading Sugar Sugar so I can sing the Salah song over the top of it. We need the Liverpool fans to unite here and get Kevin's song in the cop. This weekend.
Scott Mills.
And so Alice is with us. Alice has been at 3:10 today. We get given the start of a sentence on the internet and we have to try and complete it with what we think the most popular answers people are typing in. It's the Google game coming up at 3:10. Had a really weird thought earlier. I'm really worried that too many people know my PIN number.
Well, no one should know your PIN number other than you.
But people do.
I know it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know it. Actually, can we have a show of hands from... I can see 5 people.
Mairead knows it.
Does Mairead know it? Right, show of hands. Who knows my PIN number my card?
Oh,
for my card. 1, 2...
Yeah.
4 people out of 5. That's mad.
It's because you're loose-lipped.
Right, here's the thing. I think I am too loose with it. Does your girlfriend know yours?
I don't think so. I think only I know by code. I think
for your bank card.
Yeah. For my what? Yeah.
I think most of my friends know it,
but I think that's not good.
No, it's not.
Switch it
I'm
up
too
a bit.
Loose. Does she know your phone PIN?
Yes.
She does know that.
Oh, 100%.
But not your bank card.
I don't know. I feel like I've got to be careful what I say here.
Why does she need your phone PIN?
Well, just in case she needs to use my phone,
sure.
I guess.
Do you know hers?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I could guess it.
You do know it. Scott Mills. Excited to see Alice Levine today at 3:10 for another Google game. We get given the start of a question put into the internet. People ask the internet all sorts. And then you'll know when you type something in, it kind of finishes the sentence for you. We've got to try and think of one of the most popular answers, like that they finish the sentence with.
I love this game because what I love about it is it just shows so much about how your mind works, because it turns into more what would you type in, or what would I type in, or what would Alice type in.
And we don't know the question before, so that's coming up at 3:10.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Alex.
Hello.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm sat in a school car park in Stirling. Well, Alloa.
Okay.
Right.
Do you go to Stirling Uni?
Yes, I do. Yes, I'm a fourth year.
So nice there.
Yeah. I was actually at your radio show that you did a couple of years back.
Yeah
we did
well
a student
fun.
Tour and we went to Stirling. Because you've got that beautiful lake there, haven't you? And you've got the...
Airfree Loch.
Yeah, so nice. We went in search of the famous one-eyed monster of Stirling when we were there, but we couldn't find it.
Mm. I've never heard of that.
We thought we spotted it.
There. We took some pictures and we thought it was just a shadow.
We thought we saw it, but it turned out, disappointingly, as always, a shadow.
Oh, right. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, go and look for it next time. It's a nice place to study there, Rat.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful here.
And it's free. Right.
It's not.
Oh, cheaper though.
Yeah. Made it sound and the way you did that was like some kind of advert. Yeah. But that was based on no knowledge whatsoever.
Studying in Scotland. Thumbs up.
Amazing thing about Scott Mills is he's never been to uni, but he's got a degree.
All right.
Which is insane. Like, shouldn't be allowed.
True, actually.
That's a pretty good achievement.
I'm a doctor.
Well, it's not an achievement, but it's as soon as you get famous, you get given an honorary degree.
Literally handed on a plate.
It's just like. I don't get it.
Yeah, I had my graduation, everything. I'm an actual doctor. Sometimes for fun, when I'm ordering on Amazon, I put doctor in the drop-down. Right,
they say you can either get... We'd like you to attend the graduation ceremony now. We can pay you this amount of money, and there's a bag of money that's put in front.
No, that's
not
true.
Or we can give you an honorary degree. And generally, they go for the honorary degree.
Yeah, I think I know which one I'd rather go for.
No need to be jealous. This is what I've got for you today on Bangers. I take it back. I'm quite confident about this. Roger Sanchez, Another Chance. What a song.
Do you think more a summery song, though?
Yeah, I don't want them to all be dark, depressing January songs. That's what I've got for you, Alex.
All right, well, my choice today is this. Old school. This is Who Cantrell and Hit 'Em Up Style.
I don't know which one to go for. I wouldn't really go for either of them.
Oh,
that's good to know.
All right. Well, should we just leave it here then? Or
whose song got played first? Sorry,
my song.
Scott.
I think I'll have to go for Scott's then. Probably.
Oh, thank. I'm so pleased you said that. It was going so badly. Thanks, Alex. Jack from Newtown, he says, speaking of your student tour a couple of years ago, do you remember when you bought a fake David Guetta to Aberystwyth? Oh, yeah, we did.
Such a good idea that was.
Well, until it went really wrong.
Because
this guy was from Bournemouth, looked really like David Guetta, could not DJ, but we put him on the decks and everyone thought it was David Guetta. Then he walked off after two songs. He walked off.
To be fair, we never said he was David Guetta. What we did is we got him to play David Guetta songs, which was really just me. I was actually playing them. And then...
Why did he walk off?
Yeah, he just panicked and walked off. I think because he was just unsure about the situation.
And then the people that believed that it was David Guetta were tweeting David Guetta, calling him all sorts, the real one. And I had to do an apology. It was just anything that could have gone wrong just went wrong. But that was good when we went to Stirling in search of the famous one-eyed monster of Stirling and that lake.
David,
good times,
it wasn't
good times.
As professional as the real David Guetta as well. Isn't it annoying if you've got a lookalike, right, that isn't on the best behaviour?
A little bit, yeah.
Because they're sort of linked to you, aren't they?
Just walked off the stage after two songs. What are you doing, Dave? Scott Mills. One. It's the return of the Google game, and it's Alice Levine. Hello, love.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi. I've not seen you in time.
Yeah, I think you've been breakfast showing. I've actually been in for a change. Oh, yeah. No, I haven't. That's a little lie. I've been back one weekend.
Yeah, but yeah, we've been doing the breakfast show for the last 2 weeks, all over Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, you have.
How was it for you, please?
Oh, lovely.
I bet you had such good food.
Full gout, full King Henry VIII style dining.
And how are you in yours?
Mine and mine are great, thank you.
Were you doing the thing where you just like take a bite out of like chicken?
A goose leg.
Yeah, a goose leg.
All of that, gravy on everything.
And port to round it all off.
Yeah, port for a nice, clean washing down.
Nice. So Alice is joining us for Google Game today. Type any question into the internet and it throws up all sorts. It'll finish the question for you. We're looking for the most popular answers. We get the start of the question. Are we ready?
I think so.
I feel ready. Okay, can we have the beginning of the question, please?
How do I get away with...
Oh.
Right, okay.
I got one. How do I get away with my life?
What does that mean?
I've just done so much stuff.
Do you feel you're living a lie?
Not a lie, but...
But public and personal.
No, I've just done so much stuff over the years. I'm like, I totally blagged that. How did I get away with it?
Oh, you mean how haven't you been caught out?
Yeah, like, I did a whole event about smart cars last year. I don't know a thing about any car. I managed to blag it.
Hmm. That's why you got away with it.
It's
yeah.
such a weird, humble brag, isn't it? How do I get away with my life?
Well,
what a lie.
I'll tell you how you get away with any blag. It's just you learn the bare minimum, don't you? You learn three or four key words in whatever you're dealing with. So let's say it is, what were you doing, Scott, an event about cars?
Yeah, I don't
Smart
know
Smart cars specifically.
Right.
Well, another one. Here's like
gearbox.
A
gearbox.
Yeah, I don't know about
shaft. You know, you just say those words over and over again.
I feel like there are better words to learn, but yeah.
Here's another one for you. How do I get away with the grocery delivery man actually bringing all my stuff downstairs? Because that's not normally part of it, is it?
Oh, what do you mean downstairs?
Like, because down to my kitchen.
Oh, I see what you've done there. So
do you have a subterranean kitchen?
It's underwater.
Well, no, you've been to Scott's
it's
estate.
It's like a Dubai super hotel.
You've been to Scott's estate.
I have been to the estate.
So you go through the main entrance, and then obviously to get to where the kitchen is, you've got to go down. Two floors, is it?
I always thought that was a staff entrance.
No, don't be rude. One floor, actually.
Actually, that's what you could do. Open up the back gate and have that as a sort of staff entrance.
We're talking about the city residents, aren't we?
Stop it! So, I don't think that they're supposed to bring it down.
But maybe they do it for you.
But
do you
why?
Know what I mean?
It's but
like,
why?
What are they supposed to do? Leave it on the street?
Well, normally you open the door and go, hello, and then they take all the bags out of the crates.
Well, no, usually I walk to the shop, buy my groceries and walk back to my house.
If you are having it delivered, which I sometimes do, not often, but sometimes.
Someone's doing well.
A lot of people do that.
I'm out of milk. Get it delivered.
Deliver me my milk, please. Right.
I'm out of jam. Order one jar of jam and have it delivered. And bring it
Scott's,
downstairs.
I tell you what Scott's got, which is great fun in his place. He's got them push buttons. So whenever I go over, I just I press the push button.
I know
to
you
get
do.
Him a nice fresh delivery of.
What do you mean push?
So he's always whenever I go over, he gets new toilet rolls delivered. You know the dash buttons.
Oh my, you've
so
got
you press
those.
Them.
Yeah,
that's the future.
It is the future. However, they're not very adhesive on the back. These are buttons that are connected to an app, right? And if you press one, let's say it's for toilet rolls, press the button, it connects to the app. Within a day. You'll get toilet rolls, but you'll get a bulk of toilet rolls. Like
a long
80.
Time to wait, though. If
like 80. It's a long time to wait. Anyway, they're not very sticky on the back, so the other day, four of them fell off, and they all ordered different things.
As they fell to the ground.
They fell off the wall. The next thing I know, I'm like, oh, why have I got all this mouthwash? because it's fallen off.
Mouthwash.
Yeah.
There's never a mouthwash emergency.
Exactly.
Come
it's
on.
True. Those buttons are not for emergencies. How? So what's that? How do I get away with what? Sorry, getting the guy
to basically bring his groceries into his living room while he's sat on the sofa with his feet up.
Do you flirt with the delivery driver?
None of that. I just don't think it's in the contract. They're supposed to bring it to your door and that's it. And why am I getting preferential?
I think I know the answer though.
Why?
The answer to that is cry. That's how you get them to bring them down the stairs.
Well, I'm not crying.
No, but that works every time.
Yeah, but you're suggesting that I'm opening the door crying every time.
Yeah, I would. How often are you ordering it? It's worth it. You only have to cry once a week.
If you leave the door on the latch, right, and then go downstairs, and then as they come in, shout, come join me downstairs, then they'll most likely come right through and downstairs.
Well, I don't have to do that because he's already doing it. Anyway, we're going to have a break now, and we'll be back in a minute on the Google game.
Scott Mills.
Curtis, the delivery driver, says, if you make me a nice warm brew in return for bringing it down to your kitchen, Scott, that's even more likely to happen. Fair play. One of the companies, they're supposed to bring it to your kitchen, but it's not that company that I'm using.
But is that what you do? You tent them down with a brew?
Come downstairs for brew? No, I don't. That was Sigma and Nobody to Love. We're playing the Google game. Alice Levine is with us. So we're giving the start of a search on the internet, on one of the search engines. All we've got to do is complete it. Chris, what have we got so far?
So far we've got how do I get away with my life, which was one of yours, and how do I get away with getting the delivery driver to deliver my goods downstairs?
Yeah, none of those are going to be in there. So over to you guys.
I feel like how do I get away with murder, not because I want to, just because that TV show, that'll probably be on there.
Yeah, it's likely to be Googleable.
But the one that I want the answer to really is how do I get away with pulling a sickie? Because there used to be like steadfast ways of doing that, didn't there? The classic voice. You did the like sickie voice, which is just like, yeah, no, I'm feeling.
You mean if like one of your mates, you're meant to be meeting up with a mate, but you don't really fancy it anymore. Yeah. So you need to put on a bit of a voice.
You need to flake out of something. I think that used to be really easy, but now, because all the WhatsApps, because you can see they've read the messages, because all of the other things, because
really
they can see that you post a picture on Instagram.
Well, that's what you do. Scott's told me off about this before. If you are off ill from anything,
go on.
Don't use social media.
Like, you shouldn't.
I've legit been off ill, but as I said to Scott, like my voice is affected. I can still tweet. But if you're there tweeting like, ha 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 ha, I think it's all wrong. Scott messaged me and said, if one of the bosses sees that, they won't be impressed.
So what, full media blackout?
100%. Because you're ill.
But you're not. You can be ill and still type, Scott.
If you're well enough to type, you're well enough to come into work.
Since when is that the rule? I don't want you here with all your horrible bacteria spores just because you can type. You're not a typist, you know.
I had a bit of the lurgy last week and my voice was terrible. Still came here. Infected everyone, but yeah.
Drop like flies. You've always got a little something simmering under the surface, though.
Yeah, he's quite sickly.
Doesn't make sense with that golden tan, but yeah, he is.
How do you get away with taking so many holidays? No?
Over to you, Scott.
I'm so bored of this one because...
To be fair, this has been a smear campaign.
Yes.
This has been full propaganda. And do you know what my producer, Jenny, said to me? She was like, don't disseminate this message. It's lies, it's fake news. It's the end.
It's fake news. I get the same amount of holidays as everyone else.
No, yours isn't fake news. You're on holiday all the time.
I'm not. It's just I space them out.
You're a massive fan of the holiday.
I space them out well.
Space them out. You mean space them out like Canary Islands, Dubai, Thailand? Space out the locations, yeah.
Right.
I'd like to very quickly offer one of my own, please.
Yeah.
How do I get away with blocking the toilet?
Yeah.
I had a situation that I've made Scott aware of a couple of days ago.
This comes up every Google game. You always manage to ask Google how you get away with blocking the toilet.
But you're such a blocker.
Situation, staying at my girlfriend's parents' house the other day. 7:45 in the morning, it was. I needed to be at the gym at 8 in the morning because I'm trying to make an effort with the gym.
Yeah.
At 7:45, a situation happened where the toilet was blocked, right? And I had nothing around me that I could use to unblock the toilet.
I'm sorry, by the way, if you're eating your lunch, this is gross.
I went and got a plastic bag, put that on my hand, and sorted the situation. Now, what I'm saying, is there any kind of life hack that can be done that would have improved that situation?
Famously,
or is it
famously not
just
throw it
plunging
out the window, because we know what happened there.
What are you putting down there? You're such a blocker.
It's just paper. It happens at Radio 1 all the time. Not by me, I should point out, but every time I go into the toilet there, it's blocked.
Every time I come into the studio, you ask a question about this.
Is there not some sort of thing you can put in the toilet which just unblocks it very simply?
Probably not.
Are you putting down all the excess toilet roll that Scott's had delivered? Is that you trying to get rid of it all?
No, what he's doing, it's classic when you're staying at someone's house that's not yours. He's putting a base layer down there.
Yeah, laying the foundations.
He's putting the base layer of the loo roll. So, you know, you get it.
No splash.
Thank you.
Right, so out of these fairly feeble options, what are we going to go for? Toilet? Alice?
What was your one again, Alice?
Mine was pulling a sickie.
I think pulling a sickie could be one.
Yeah, okay, let's go for that. All right, how do I get away with pulling a sickie? Is that one of the most popular answers on the internet? Let's find out.
How do I get away with not doing my homework? Cheating on my partner? A speeding ticket?
Why are so many people looking up how to cheat? That's terrible.
Ew, and also, like, talk about mechanical. I'll just find the rules on Google. Yeah. And then I'll do...
Not doing homework, though, excuses is a good one.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to believe dog ate homework.
No. Right, well, once again, we failed spectacularly at that, but it was good fun. Thank you very much, Alice Levine.
Thank you, Scott, and Chris, thank you.
When can we hear your voice again on the radio?
I'm going to say Saturday 1 till 4, and we'll do Sunday 1 till 4.
Impressive.
Thank you. Scott Mills.
I will leave the light on, 'cause I will leave the light on.
Tom Walker on Radio 1. What are you chatting about over there?
Nothing.
No, because you're leaving me out. If you want to say something, share it with all of us.
I'm just saying about Tom Walker keeping the light on. It's just...
Leave the light on.
Yeah.
Go on.
Leave it on.
Leave it on. I really love Greg's Tom Walker Leave a Light On game.
Yes.
I really like it. It's good, isn't it? I
mean, it's good.
It's simple but effective. You know,
for me, the problem with it is it's like whenever someone asks me to do a joke on demand, and this was the problem with the Lolathon when we did that, was that my go-to jokes are completely inappropriate to say on the radio.
Oh, yeah, you can never
like
say
if
yours.
Someone says a go-to joke, and it's the same with the Tom Walker game, is everything that I want to say,
yeah.
You know, why does Tom Walker leave a light on? It's wrong.
Yeah, you can't say that on the radio. It'd be your last show. But I like it when the listeners do it. Okay, it's Scott here with... loads of amazing music coming up. I've got Jason Derulo, that's new. Also, remember that song from last year? Oh, no, I've been drinking, oh, no, I've been drinking. Oh.
Tune.
Chance the Rapper, that's coming up. Classics-wise, Radio 1's greatest hits from Dizzy Rascal today. You're going to love it. You know what you need? Tim in Birmingham sorts it out. Get a mop, put it in bin bag. Boom, massive plunger.
Ah, right, an improvised plunger is the life hack, is it?
You didn't really have access to a mop, though, at that point, did you?
No, I was saying there should be something created just like little drops or something that you can just put in there and like it sort of just
liquid,
sends it away.
A liquid unblocker would be, in that situation, amazing.
And something just, for Dragon's Den, though,
yeah, you can just
it?
Pop it in your bag when you go and stay around there and then boom.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Here's someone that's living in the past. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm waiting for Darla Carroll tonight. I'm going to listen to that in the gym.
Why? Why are you so far behind on our show? Are you talking about the podcasts?
Yeah, I listen to the podcast. I've got a new job, so I don't listen in work anymore. So I'm living like a month in the past.
All right, so what date are you up to on our show, on the podcast?
The 15th of December tonight, but I listen to like six at a time.
Oh, right, well, in the gym or something?
In the gym and on the way home.
Right, okay, so Darla Carroll, that'll be tonight's episode, will it?
That'll be tonight's episode, yeah, my first one tonight.
How exciting that it's nearly Christmas all over again.
I know, it is making me excited for Christmas all over again.
Hey, have you got the BBC iPlayer radio app on your phone? Because
You do, yeah? Yeah, I do, yeah.
You can listen to Radio 1 live all the time, so like even if you're in the gym or when you leave the car,
whatever,
yeah.
We can always be there. Take Radio 1 with you. All right, enjoy Darla Carroll.
Cool, thank you, BBC.
Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1, and at 1:40, more real-life stories from James, our private investigator. Scott.